Listen to this word, you cows of Bashan, who are on the mountain of Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who tell their lords, "Bring and let us drink." The Lord God has sworn by his holiness that, behold, the day shall come on you that they will take you away with hooks, and the last of you with fish hooks. You will go out at the breaks in the wall, every one straight before her, and you will cast yourselves into Harmon, says the Lord. Go to Bethel and sin, to Gilgal and sin more. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every 3 days. Offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving of that which is leavened, and proclaim freewill offerings and brag about them. For this pleases you, you children of Israel, says the Lord God. I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and lack of bread in every town, yet you haven't returned to me, says the Lord. I also have withheld the rain from you, when there were yet 3 months to the harvest, and I caused it to rain on one city, and caused it not to rain on another city. One place was rained on, and the piece where it didn't rain withered. So two or three cities staggered to one city to drink water, and were not satisfied. Yet you haven't returned to me, says the Lord. I struck you with blight and mildew many times in your gardens and your vineyards, and your fig trees and your olive trees have the swarming locust devoured. Yet you haven't returned to me, says the Lord. I sent plagues among you like I did Egypt. I have slain your young men with the sword, and have carried away your horses, and I filled your nostrils with the stench of your camp. Yet you haven't returned to me, says the Lord. I have overthrown some of you, as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you are like a burning stick plucked out of the fire. Yet you haven't returned to me, says the Lord. Therefore thus will I do to you, Israel, because I will do this to you. Prepare to meet your God, Israel. For behold, he who forms the mountains, and creates the wind, and declares to man what is his thought, who makes the morning darkness, and treads on the high places of the earth, the Lord God Almighty is his name.